Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are ready to take your calls, and we do have several callers in the queue. Again, 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. Also, we invite you to donate to our show. There's a donation link. Always helpful to receive donations to defray the cost of broadcasting, because this is a service we provide to our callers and listeners. So if you feel motivated, please do send a little, even a little bit helps. So that donation link is in our show description on our homepage. It's in every show description that we do, so not difficult to find. And you may find our social media links on our homepage, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well, but it's better to find us on Facebook, because that's where we do most of our posting. You can't really post on Blog Talk Radio. The only thing you can do is broadcast. So, are you ready to take calls, Neil?
Yeah.
Great. 850's first, 312 is the next caller, and then 919 is third in line. Okay. 850. Hi.
Hey, it's Michelle from Florida.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi. So, well, you sound perfect.
I've got my hands full. The grandbabies are here.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, my daughter came down to visit. But anyways, long story short, you know, we're still separated. And I've been trying not to talk to him, because he needs to hit rock bottom in order for him to get better. You know what I mean? And but anyways, we had called another psychic, and I have talked to her before, and I was like, okay, she was picking up my daughter, and this new man that my daughter's seeing or talking to is exactly what the, you know, she said it was on the farm, and he was a widow, and that he was a black man, and it was everything on my daughter. And then come to find out, the guy she likes, I think his wife had died of a heart attack or something. And but I'm like, so they said it was me, but it was really my daughter. So they were picking up my daughter. And, of course, my daughter was born on my birthday. So I'm sure
I remember that. What year was she born?
I don't know if her energy was just so strong that they were picking up my daughter. Or what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's an easy slide into second. I mean,
is your daughter's boyfriend black?
Yes. Well, yeah, potentially, yes.
Potentially? What do you mean, potentially? Potentially.
He's going to be my boyfriend, potentially.
Well, she likes them. They're not really together yet.
They're not together. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to hear the reading. I don't know what show you called, but
what I'm saying is, she said he was black. Is he black?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And what year is your daughter born? I hear her talking in the background. I don't want to
Yeah, she was born in 1997.
1997. I knew it was in the 90s. 10/14.
When they said a black man, I mean, I'm not prejudiced or nothing, obviously. But when they said a black man, I'm like, okay, I'm not. It's not my cup of tea, you know. So I was like,
definitely mine, though.
I was like, really? I'm not going to be attracted to black men. I'm just not attracted to a black man. I mean, my daughter
everybody has their own preferences. So everyone has their own preferences, you know. So it's not about racism.
Right.
The reason you're not attracted to someone with darker skin is just a preference,
right.
Not racism. So we're not perceiving you as racist. Okay. So, well, I'm glad to hear that you're not talking to your ex and that things are, you know, moving along in that direction. Are you asking about the reading? I mean, I'm not sure what this psychic told you about the...
Well, they said I was going to meet somebody new, you know.
They picked me up instead of...
But they picked up my daughter instead of me.
So they said, you're going to meet somebody new. He's going to live on our farm. He's going to be black. That's
right, and he was widowed, too. So, and that's all my daughter. That described everything about them, too.
Literally 50.
I mean, exactly.
Was your daughter in the room during the reading?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So she... She picked up on, and that's common, she picked up on the energy of your daughter. She was so close to you, and you have the same month and day. So it was just a confusion. It was nothing more than a psychic error, but there was...
Oh, I know what happens. I know what happens. So I was just curious of what my reading is. Will I meet anybody, you know?
Well, you see, your situation, Michelle, you're a 30 equals 3, and your daughter is a 32 equals 5. Now, together, that becomes an 8. So when you now mix your master numbers together, they go over to your side of the map, not your daughter's. So what it means is that...
Your year, and you're 8 in your year.
You're bound to have a new relationship. I think so. The black guy and the farm and the widow, that's your daughter. But what happened in the confusion of the energies being so close together, the psychic probably made a wrong turn. You go left, she went right. But it was the same street. It's the same street, but she went left on it. So now we're going to go left on it, not right, because your daughter was born 29 years before you were born, after you were born.
Before, well, that would make it really interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah. See, I'm making confusions already. So in that case, that 8 represents a rebirth energy. And between the 6 and an 8 is a 2, which represents relationship. So if I were you, I'd be thinking, okay, she was talking about my daughter. I was right next to her. But because of the proximity of our bodies and the proximity of our birth dates and the blending of our birth dates becoming an 8, what the psychic was really saying was both your daughter and you are going to be in your respective new relationships. Now, when she says the guy was widowed, that means that your daughter and you will marry, or not marry, will be in their relationship with men who have baggage. But that doesn't mean they have bad baggage. It just means they have history behind them. How can you not? You do. But it probably represents the idea that both men will have some serious issues behind them, like their wife died, you know, something like that. Their son committed suicide. Something deep will be going on. It doesn't necessarily sabotage the relationship, but it does present itself as a position of facts and figures that are going to occur. It's interesting. A lot of times when you're on the radio shows, your daughter's there.
Well, she has been, I mean, in the past, not always.
But you see, there's a certain connection you have with your daughter on a karmic level. I mean, you both are a six, which is a 12, which is a 3, which is your master number again.
You're not explaining.
No, the month and days, you see, come to a 6.
That's what you need to explain, because they're probably going, what? They don't know where the 6 is coming from.
Month and days both equal 6. 6 and 6 is 12, 12 is 3. That's your master number, Michelle. So you and your daughter, probably in a distant past primitive tribe level, used to seek the
services
sphere,
of psychics
or the shaman, and you did things as well.
Together.
I do believe that in a past life, your daughter, she had a baby in a past life and drowned in the river.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, when you said, I believe that your daughter, I saw more like a stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that was due to tribal sacrifice, and it was part of the tribal language and conditions. But I do see that. But that doesn't matter. To answer your question,
you're not going
to
be drowning your baby this lifetime.
Yeah,
that's the good news.
Yeah. To answer your question, I would accept the reading as prophetic. And perhaps that I'm going to be in a relationship of my own.
Right. Now, you know, Michelle, as far as your cycles go, you're going to be 55 right now, correct?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, are me and my ex going to get back together, or am I going to find a new person? It's kind of what I'm looking at, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, the healthiest thing I think would be to move forward out of the relationship, unless, you know, he really transforms dramatically. That's, I think, going to be the healthiest note. But when we talk about your birth date and your cycles, you're not on a cycle. I mean, you're not in a cycle. Is she in a cycle for master number? No, 55, 57. So at 54, you had a cycle. That was your 18th cycle of your master number. When you hit 57, which is a year from this October, that's when you have another change. However, you're 26 years, is that right? Beyond? So when you, in October, you will be 26 years beyond the age of 30. And that actually is comfortably tucked in. So you see in your 6 and 8, and that's actually where you're on. If your life is a graph, you are actually somewhere between the 6 and the 8, or maybe on the 6, moving towards the 8 or the middle of the two numbers. Between 6 and 8, what's between 6 and 8?
7.
Oh, no. Okay, yes, you're right. 2. So the difference between 6 and 8 is 2. 6, 7, 8, you're right. But 2 is the difference. So if you subtract 8 from 6, 6 from 8, 2, and then you have a 6. That's 26. So that's actually in your code, 26 years beyond your karmic number of 30. Something should be happening, coming up, once you near the month of October. And I think that I see that it's going to be a new relationship.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, your ex would have to totally transform. I mean, would have to miraculously transform. If you brought your ex back in a transformation that was short of a share change, you'd regret it. Always regret it. You'd have nothing but misery.
And the other thing, Michelle,
if you wait, if there isn't a miraculous change that is intact, no. I think it's going to be a new guy.
Well, the other thing is the thing, I mean, just to, you know, elaborate on that, aside from the issues about the pills, et cetera, there seems to be control issues with the previous boyfriend. So not being able to read your own email. I mean, like at your age, Michelle, that's ridiculous that you're going to worry about a man looking at your email. That's your personal, you should have a trust level where you're able to have your own email without worrying about him reading it. that's not a healthy relationship, in my opinion. I don't know. Maybe you think differently.
No. We are.
I agree.
Reading with a father.
A father, exactly.
We suggested don't go probing into your 16-year-old daughter's emails.
I mean, they're taking her phone away, and I suggest, they said, well, you know, you could ask for the code. She's underage, but it was decided that that wasn't appropriate because, you know, you've got to give her some freedom. She's 16 years old.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, your relationship, Michelle, your relationship with your ex is karmic, and it was necessary, and it had its importance. But what happens is that as the two of you move forward in time, you finally reach a place where you're supposed to transcend past that karma and then move into a healthy place. If you can't, you're going to keep going backwards, hitting against the wall, hitting against, hey, whatever happened to the raccoon?
Oh, I had called Larry over here because I couldn't get it out, and I needed him to take the drawer out. But they ended up coming out on their own. But they couldn't do it till we got that drawer out.
Yeah.
So it was a screw, and my hands weren't strong enough to use a screwdriver because of my rheumatoid.
Okay.
And I hated to call them, but I'm like, you know, it was kind of a desperate situation. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But they're safe.
You got the rock raccoon. You know, that happened to Ben Rocky Rock Raccoon.
What? Shut up.
From the Beatles.
Okay.
You just let out a celebrity.
Okay.
But Michelle, I wouldn't worry about it. If your ex is going to come back, he'll be transformed. If your deeper question is, will I be
in
a relationship in this universe of mine, if my ex doesn't come back, transformed, yes.
And it will be a man that you're attracted to, not a man that, you know, you're not attracted to, as was predicted on the other show. So, you know.
Right.
I don't know about certain things. I mean, it's a strange coincidence that it happens to be what your daughter is interested in, how this man was described, widowed,
yeah,
living on a farm, all that. Coincidence, I don't know.
Next call, but I'll tell you this. Your multiples of three, the next one will be 27 years past your karma. And by then, that's the latest date when this will happen. So you're bound to meet your next fellow human being between now and no later than the end of the 27th year when you're 57. No later.
No later than the end of 57.
Somewhere in between, you'll meet them.
Okay. We have a full board, but hopefully that helps to clarify any confusion.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I sure do appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, girl.
To your grandbaby.
Oh,
bye.
I will.
Bye. Bye to your daughter,
bye,
too.
Thank
bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, 312 is our next. Then we have 919, then 630. Hi, 312.
Hi, it's Brian again. How y'all doing today?
Hi, Brian.
Hi. I was calling because for a number of years I've been dealing with job instability, and I just want to know, do y'all see any instability coming?
Stability coming. I really want more instability. Can I have another heaping spoonful? he said I've been having a lot of job instability, and I'm wondering if there's any more instability coming.
Okay.
But he meant stability,
okay.
So it was just a slip of the tongue. But it was
funny. Well, he wants to get security in his job.
He wants security, not instability. Okay. So what's your birth date? I don't remember it, Brian.
Sure, it's January 8th, 1980.
And you're the one with the PhD. You've been calling our show for years. 919.
Yeah.
He's been calling our show for years. I mean, since the very beginning. I mean, not consistent. PhD's in education. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. Is it Brian, B-R-I, or B-R-Y?
Y now.
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Wait, was it different before?
Yeah, it was I, but I changed it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange that I would ask because I was like looking at Brian saying, that's not right. But you did change it. In the last 10 years, you changed it?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's really interesting because I don't think I've ever asked the spelling of your name. Anyway, okay. So, and are you working now? Because there was a toxic environment you were in, I believe, at some school and it wasn't good.
Yeah, I'm still, I'm not still at the school, but I'm still working in the district. It's still very much toxic.
Brian, may I ask, where did you get your PhD from? Where did you graduate?
University of Southern California.
Oh, USC?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's Neil's alma mater.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got PhD there, too.
So,
more than one.
You see, what's going on, here's what's happening, and I appreciate your education because I hope you keep up with me. It's very simple. But mm-hmm. your master number is 9, and your month and day is 18. So there is 2 times 9. Now, when you have that figure, 2 times 9, suggesting your master number, 9, incorporated into your 18, 2 times, when you have 2 times 9, you have the figures 2 and 9. 2 and 9 become an 11, which brings in all this negative stuff. Anything negative in your life, you can assume it's probably karmic. You came into the world with it, and you're carrying it in your energy field. Now, the next part is in the 1980 factor, that 8 is carried across. So now you have an 8 carried across, okay? But your problem mm-hmm. is that the 19 in your year is a 10 or a 1. So the 18 now is reflective. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
And after the 8 in your year, you have a 0, which in numerology suggests some challenges, like you multiply a 0 to a number, you get a 0. So your conflicts are both karmic and basically transcendent, meaning conflicts that occur after the age of 27. Your master number is 9, so all the multiples of 9 add up to 9. You happen to be 27 equals 9, which would factor in 3 times. Okay, so having said that, you're calling and saying, I've been experiencing instability. And instability occurs because of your karma morphing or transcending into your later years. The advantage you have is that 1980, which is your numbers past the age of 27, become an 18-9.
They reflect.
So it becomes your master number. That's where your strength is. Your obstacle in this game of thought is the 0. So it's 9 against 0. What you don't want is that 0 to be applied in a multiple sense. Adding, subtracting, it's obsolete. But if in the energy of action, if it multiplies, you're screwed. How does it not multiply? Probably your attitude, your ability to maintain your own sense of power and the fact that you are in a chapter of eternity. Your soul is eternity, and you're in a chapter of eternity being in the body. So the prospects now of getting a job with stability are very strong, extremely strong. But the obstacles would be like you bought tennis shoes to run, and there's a pebble in your shoe, and it can destroy your running. So the obstacle is that the small matters of your thought process can distort your journey. And those small matters consist of the consciousness of your mind being either productively negative, positive, or worrisome. If they're positive and strong, you're going to eliminate the negative energy, like the sun bursting through the clouds. Does that make sense at all?
Absolutely, it does.
It's really, well, don't say I guess.
No, he doesn't. He said it does. You're not hearing.
Oh, good. That was my error. That's what you need. And you're what, 80? You're what, 40, 44?
Yeah, 44.
So the next multiple of 9 is 45. You're coming up to January.
Just a change.
As you approach January, conception, positive, high job. It could last for the next 9 years. Increments of 3, 6, 9.
How long have you been at this job that you're currently employed at?
Since September 2020.
September 2020. So if you left in 2025, it's not a multiple of 9. But I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. You want to be out of the toxic environment you're in. So I don't think has there been any change within that job where there was a promotion or a change in job title within this time period you've been in?
Yeah, that was a promotion in 2020, and then I got demoted in 2022. Then I got promoted again in January 2023, and which was a temporary.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was a temporary role, which ends on June 15th, so now I'm back in just trying to secure another position, either within the company or outside.
It's like they seem to be somewhat bipolar.
Yeah, Sisyphus.
You're demoted, you're promoted, you've got a temporary job. I mean, it just sounds like a mess.
Yes.
And there's not a real way to track as far as the time period that you've been in one role there, because it's like it's like flip-flopping quite a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see the healthiest change would be a complete departure from this.
Mm-hmm.
Facility.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's somewhat tribal. You converted your name change from originally an 8 in letter to number correspondence to a 6. Mm-hmm. You went down to a 6 when you changed it, the I to a Y. 6 is vision. What was your thesis on in your PhD?
Yeah,
what was your doctorate on?
12, 13, 14.
It was on equity for African American male leaders in education.
African American leaders in education, did you say?
Yeah, equity.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
30 minutes.
Okay, so this has got to be real quick. So you're coming from a past life tribal consciousness where you were probably one of the wise men in a tribal zone. You've probably come back into the African culture, but you're now sort of in a division of creating that intense tribal consciousness into something more broadly speaking, into the what we call the melting pot, where you transformed your energies probably through past lives, slave ships, all kinds of things, where you gained the education of a tribal consciousness into a white colonialism of thought. But that's where your obstacles are. So your culprits would be probably white colonists, white slave masters that have evolved through time to disrupt the original thought of tribal consciousness. If you can grasp that thought, if you have any sense of accompaniment with my thinking, what you're going to be able to do is bring that higher energy into your next environment. If that makes any sense to you, Brian.
It does. It really does.
Good.
And in this, just really quickly, in your role now, is this are we talking about a school that's, is it ethnically diverse or?
Yeah, it's diverse. It's diverse, but it's very hostile towards African Americans, men in particular.
Oh, I see. I see. So you need to,
If I were you, I would research the tribal consciousness of primitive African tribal structure in terms of education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of that was based on hunting and rituals, but vastly fascinating. If you can get back into that, revisit that, and then slightly incorporate it without being too obvious into your thinking process, you're going to be very, very successful in your next adventure. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay, Brian. Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Talk to you awesome.
Okay. Okay, and Brian can join us on Facebook. He should, but probably won't. 919 is next. Hi there.
Hello. This is Kay.
Oh, okay,
I called the other day, but you were at the end of the show, so I said I'd call back.
Yeah, okay, great. So here you are, 1229-69 or 66.
Yes.
So I would have to go back through my emails because when you called, I thought, you know, she's been at a job that she's liked, and I thought that was correct, but I guess not. So it's just been getting you by. Just been getting you by. I got to look at that. That's the last email that I received from you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Michael. Well, the question is, I had an opportunity for another career opportunity. It was with Visa. It was a director of contract management role, and I had made it. The recruiter was amazing, or at least presented as amazing. I went through the screening with the HR. I did the panel interview with three of the colleagues. Then I did the online assessment. The on-site assessment. I had to go into the office. That particular person wasn't, I don't know, something about the vibe from that attorney just didn't go well. But needless to say, I thought everything was fine. And then I found out Monday that I didn't get the role. And the recruiter just came back with they decided to go with an internal candidate. No, he said they decided to go internal. But that's not what everything that was being presented before. So, well, I don't want to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. I do want to know if there was some, because I did inquire with the recruiter. Well, thank you for letting me know. I'm grateful for the opportunity to interview. Was there something I could have done differently? And I said I was disappointed. He said, well, don't be disappointed because they went internal. It's just not meshing. And I think the second part of what I'm concerned with, you're right, I had kind of gotten quiet because while I did not want to resolve myself to the fact that right now things are just not, it doesn't seem like I'm getting ahead, just like the person that called just before me. It's like I've invested so much into my education. I'm not reaping, and I'm trying to figure out, is it something that I need to look closer at within myself? Why is this happening?
Well, and the first thing I want to say, Kay, is she's by master number and karmic number and master number. You're a 36-9. Is that what? Yeah, same as the former caller. You both are 36-9, or 27-9. He's a 27-9. You're a 36-9. But same master number, different karmic code. However, your journey is, it's more difficult. In the karmic side of your birth date, you've got 1229. So embedded in that is, 29 is a very negative number, and that's the day that you're born. You've got a 22 in there. There's a 1, so we can assume that there are probably difficulties when you were growing up. A family that was broken up. Alcoholism, all those types of things. And there's probably something that's being carried from that history into your job.
Yes.
But what I wanted to say is, this is why I thought you were doing well. Because the last I heard from you, you said, I'm not going to say, I think it's a basketball team. You were working temporarily on the basketball team?
Yes, and I was. And it was going well, but they just went in a different direction. I'm not really sure why. I'm thinking it was because they eventually was going to want somebody to be in Texas, and that was not going to work for me. But even so, it was a temporary assignment. But it had the potential to go. I just don't know. And that's why I'm asking, what is it me? I mean, I know everybody said don't, you know, look at your, you know, don't hold yourself responsible for other actions, but this is becoming, as a young man just said, it's like if every role is becoming the same thing, then I have to say I'm the common denominator. So I got to look inward.
57. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Well, how old are you going to be? Sorry.
I'll be 58.
You'll be 58. So there should be a change going on now, because if you divide, I mean, like a 3-year change within that 9-year, because nines have, I mean, their major changes happen every 9 years, which are, you know, that's a long time to wait. But every 3 years or every 6 years, there can be a change. Did you want to say something?
Well, listen closely, Kay. Your 1966 is actually adds up to 13. Because mm-hmm. 6 plus 6 and the 10, 19 is a 10 or a 1. You're 58 years old, which also adds up to 13. Now, when we have those two matches, and we have another match of 6-6, another match of 2-2, that means that you're actually, if you had ultra vision, you'd be looking reflectively back at your past lives. And if you don't know what they were, you would start to just imagine what they might have been.
That's my problem. I'm thinking they were problems. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there were problems. I mean, have you ever given birth to a child?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
Well,
yes, I have a son.
Well, that could be 9 months of labor. They call it labor, you know, ultimately. So the labor of your past lives having trouble, the labor produces fruit. Labor produces abundance, whether it's growing or whether it's giving birth. You're actually in the midst of giving birth to yourself out of the wreckage or the background, the warfare of your past. But this is called reconstruction in history. And in the form of reconstruction, you're reconstructing yourself out of the ruins. And then this is your most ample opportunity to do so. So instead of just searching for that ideal job, what you have to do is correct. You know, you can go in a car and try to find your best job location, but if the car doesn't work well, you're having trouble all along the way. So what you got to do is go inside and go into your internal mind. You got to dream. You got to vision. You got to imagine. You got to recreate what you want and change your brain matter so that it receives these neurons, these messages that are positive and creative. And in that regard, before December, you meet the ideal situation in your occupation. It's a matter of going inside. The trickery, it will be like trickery. And you'll wonder why suddenly life is changing. It's because you change from within.
But there's nothing inherently wrong with Kay. There's nothing that's, you know, cursed about you. And that's why you're not getting these jobs. Because I know a lot of the jobs that you've had, it's been like very promising through these interviews. And then you're disappointed at the end. I mean, the story has been like, many times.
You keep driving your car to a certain job and your car keeps breaking down. Finally, you go to the right mechanic and he says, your gas line has to be fixed. It's your gas line. You need to fix it. And then they fix your gas line and now you're not having any trouble getting to your job. You have a line in your energy that is disrupting your travel. But you don't need to replace the car. You just need to replace the gas line. You really need to replace the oxygen level of what has been going on throughout your life, because it's created an obstacle to the abundance of what you can achieve. It's clogged. It needs to be rewired. that takes a different kind of
language. Yeah, and it's internal rewiring.
Yeah.
It's nothing you need to do on the outside.
Yeah, you don't need to die and be reborn. You need to change the energy within yourself, and that can be done.
Or light a candle or burn sage. I mean, these are not things that we're suggesting that you do. It's about internal reconstruction.
Mechanic says, we can solve your problem today. Pick up your car at 5 o'clock.
I almost ended the episode. Oops. Sorry. I pressed a button, and I almost took the show completely off the air. But does that help, Kay? I mean, it's sad. I wish you've been keeping in better touch with us. I don't know the reason you haven't kept in touch, but I hope you keep in closer touch. And
I will. For me, I listen to your show. I may not call in, I may not get in queue, but I've just kind of, again, I've been doing this, reflecting a lot of things in my life, like the relationship that's completely over. And I actually have someone new in my life, and she's great. Although my ex is still trying to now come back because
of course.
But that part I'm not even stressing over because I know I'm okay on that. Although part of me is struggling with trying to be in a relationship. Well, I won't say struggle, but it's like because my financial situation is not that great, I have to be more mindful about putting the energy into my relationship and making it grow because I'm too focused on trying to get the finances correct. The that portion of my life, it's just like it does help. And thank you for saying there's nothing, no curse, because that's what I was thinking. And also saying, okay, my past lives, I must have been a real bitch because it's like I can't seem to get a break. And I guess that's the wrong mindset to have.
Yeah. And it could be worse. You could be on the street. You could be homeless. You could be mentally ill. I mean,
right.
Put it in perspective.
No,
that's not your life. There's a mixture of past lives. Yes, you had negative past lives, but there's also you're a 36-9. That's the highest master number there is. So there's a lot of past lives that you had, but you're also the highest master number there is. So there's good and there's negative past lives. It's a mixture.
Real quick,
in your past life, you disrupted and abused the legal system as a legal representative. That's what you did. Mm-hmm. That's why your job you're in now. So you've got to start thinking about reconstructing legal matters in your life. You've got to have an aware dialogue with the higher beings about doing the right thing in life legally. And making an awareness in your mind, body, and soul that you're conscious of your trespasses. If you do that, that gets, as you know, in court
recorded.
That gets recorded in your soul. That gets represented to higher energies that you're now conscious of your errors. And that will be corrected. It's just like the guy doing now, they fix cars with computers. They got to know how to do it with computers. And that's what you are. You're not in a jalopy. You're developing a higher sense of being with a higher sense of consciousness.
And that is actually excellent advice. It's excellent advice because if you'd set that within your soul, your mind, body, and soul, that spirits will acknowledge that. They will acknowledge that, and you can then start anew. I just really quickly, and names coming in, Beverly or Bev, anybody like that in your life? Past?
No, not that I know of, not that I can think of right now.
All right. Okay.
Beverly?
Well,
no.
Beverly, Bev.
She
lives in what state do you live in? The South.
I'm in Georgia.
Well, if
deep
if
south.
You look around and look for a street called Beverly Drive or Beverly and go from there if you find it. The Beverly is
location.
But go to see if there's an area anywhere with a Beverly Drive and then look around the area of that surrounding.
Call us back.
Okay,
and let us
certainly.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Keep
Bye-bye.
In touch. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. And we really mean keep in touch. You can message us, whatever. Because it was 2022 when I last heard from her. Okay, we have 229 and then 630, and we are really packed.
Yeah.
So we only have 15 minutes left. We've got to move quickly. 229.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what's your name?
Adrian.
How do you spell that? A-D-R-I-A-N? And
A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A.
N-A. Oh, you dropped Adriana. Off. Okay. Adriana. Okay, what's your birthday?
October 14th, 97.
That's interesting. Oh. That's the same as...
Yes, it's me.
Oh, it's Michelle's daughter. I'm like, wait a second. This is too weird. Hi. Okay. Hi. So it's Adriana. It's Michelle's daughter calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. What's your question here?
Okay. Well, I just, I didn't know whether to call or not because I felt like it was awkward because she had just talked all about it. But I was just calling. I feel like I have a very strong intuition and with this new guy, and it's been very hard for me, and I want to get into it serious with him. I want to be serious with him. I feel like he's being serious with me, but my mind from trauma is, like, telling me no, something's going to go wrong, or he's playing me, and it's just, like, I don't know. I just trying to get
what's
more.
His birthday? What's his birth date, Adriana?
September 27th,
1997. And he is not the father of your children?
No.
1828. He has a high karmic number. And he's a 44-8. So you guys become a 13-4 together, which is your day four. Your months 9 and 1 become your month 10. I'm just trying to see. You guys are both born the same year, so the years are interchangeable. Obviously, the 9 to 7, 9 to 7 become each other's year. You have an 11 between you in the months. I mean, the days, 7, 4 is 11, and you've got a 3, 6, 8. Well, I'm just 14. Is there something you want to say?
No, make a comment.
Make a comment.
Yeah, the numbers are,
well, I mean, the thing is, I know we don't have time, but I'm doing my best. I mean, difficulties. Does he have problems with his family at all?
I'm not sure. It's so new. Just filling him out. I have plans to start getting him to know him more because we've just been kind of friends starting out, you know. It was just, I don't know, it's been like signs have been showing up like everywhere that, like, I don't know, it was never, we didn't like plan for this to happen. It was like, and neither of us really like tried to do it, if that makes sense. It just kind of like everything just fell into place with us, and it was just like everything is falling together like perfectly, and just I keep getting these signs, and I'm like, I feel like it's too good to be true, you know, but at the same time, my intuition's like, no, it's what you think it is, but I don't know.
The days become her karmic number, 3 and 7, 4 is 32. So there's a karmic connection between the two of you. I mean, the 29 is concerning.
Yeah.
The 29 is concerning.
Well,
9-2.
Together 11. You become a 13-4. Four's in your day. Preceding it is a 101. So you had a past life with him. That's why all this connection and coincidence and all this stuff going on. In the past life, it ended bad. There was deception, and it just was not good. But within that deception, there was love and trust at one time. Now you're coming back with these mixed feelings because you're going back in your soul to that time. And now the question is, can we meet again, go through that karma, and then move to a higher place because we're different people now, but we have a similar background that was broken up with pretty bad stuff.
So the risk you're running is accurate, and your mixed feelings are accurate. What you don't want to do, you don't want to sleep with this guy yet. You don't want to be intimate yet. Your best bet,
Take it slow, safe
as long as you jump, don't jump into bed with him. Don't, you know, see what he's like. Give it time. Because the attitude of this karma is going to demand time. You've got to go through that. And we don't know exactly how far he's advanced since that karmic chapter. Because if he hasn't advanced, he's going to do the same thing he did before. And you're going to get hurt. The signal would be, you got to wait. You got to wait and let some time pass. If he starts telling you, you know, if he starts trying to manipulate you in the bed, or manipulate you into some kind of money deal, or ask you personal questions that you think are just too premature, don't go forward. You got to see if this guy is really changed. And you should privately think to yourself, okay, I've known him, we've been in love, and we ended up getting hurt. So nothing's going to shock me. I just kind of want to watch him and see how far he's come from there, see what he's all about. I'd give it about 3-4 months before I do anything.
Okay. Wasn't your last, before we move on to our last caller, wasn't your previous to father of your children, didn't he have problems with drugs and things like that? Am I remembering correctly?
It was a very abusive relationship, control and manipulation, just horrible. I mean, at one time there was love and all that way back in the day, like 11 years ago, but, you know, it fell apart, and it was just nothing but toxic. And
so your history is negative in relationships, basically speaking.
Right.
And it sounds like you were with them a long time. So I agree with Neil. Be cautious. Be very cautious. Get to know this person before you become intimate with him. Find out more about him, and don't jump into a relationship. Don't jump into a relationship with them. Take it slow.
I definitely felt that way, too. I've been taking it super slow and being super cautious, but it's just like signs just keep getting thrown out there, and I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So
the signs are, I mean, you know, okay, so you had a past life together. I mean, signs, I can understand you being enticed by signs, but I would be more grounded for your children and for yourself, rather than, you know, carried away by these signs that you're seeing about the relationship being so promising. You've got to be stable for your kids. You've got to be stable for your kids and for you.
Yeah,
for
the
you.
signs are just the shadows of past life stuff. So what? So that's what it's about.
I mean, we're back on the planet.
Don't be overwhelmed by the signs. It's part of the past life connection. You're more concerned with the fact that you have a 101 in your energy, which you don't want that karma to come back and haunt you.
No, and he has a 9-2, which is essentially an 11.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's not so great.
You know, if you see these weird things, you say, okay, so I believe I'm a soul person. I have intuition. Okay, so these things are all coming back and repeating themselves. So what? What you want to see is what the future holds, not what's redefining your past life connection.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Right. So there's no prediction as it is. The prediction is to be cautious, that if you're cautious, then the relationship will transpire as it's supposed to, whether it comes to fruition or doesn't. Your caution is going to be the prediction.
Remember, he's an 8, you're a 5. That's 13. When we look at your
manifest
4 in your day and your 9 in your year, that's 13. You're being tested. You're being tested to make wise choices. And wise choices come after deliberation, not instantaneously and impulsively.
Impulsiveness, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, Adriana, we have to move on to our last caller, but thanks for calling.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Okay, we have Dion and very short amount of time. Hi.
I'll be quick. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, so it was the neighbor who reserved me with papers.
Right.
But it's the same court date that we already have for next week. So that's why, I called one of your shows and you told me to file a restraining order against her. And so that was really good advice because see how she's just doing it again. So she's just going to keep harassing me. But hopefully the court will straighten it out next week. But here's my question. So the neighbor that is my witness, he's a man, and he made a statement to me a couple of months ago about my car. And he was like, you know, Dion, people steal cars like yours. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I have it parked in front of my Ring camera, you know. And then yesterday when I came home, he walked up to me and he's like, hey, how'd your car turn out from the body shop? And I'm like, it got fixed or whatever, you know. And he's like, well, can I take a picture of it? And I go, for what? And he goes, well, you know, just because, he goes, don't worry, I'm not going to steal it. And I just have a weird feeling because, like, why does he keep referring to my car as being stolen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like maybe he wouldn't, but he would know somebody who would.
That would.
And then my other neighbor told me that somebody was taking pictures of my car, even with the car cover on it yesterday. So,
yeah.
What's going on?
I wouldn't trust him. I don't trust them. I wouldn't trust them. And the fact that he keeps referring to your car being stolen, I would say, no, you cannot take pictures of my car. I mean, legally, I think he can take pictures of your car if you're not there because it's on a public.
Yeah, no one's asking.
Public. Yeah. It's, you know, anything like in terms of like a conversation or anything that can be seen in a public setting, you can take a picture of or record because it's, you know, it's occurring in a public setting.
Has he been a nice neighbor to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to court with me for the neighbor on the first floor, but I still don't trust him. Like,
no,
he's somebody who deals in the car business.
He's in the car business?
He buys, like, cars and sells or does stuff with them. So I feel like he knows somebody who would have an interest.
He knows somebody.
Yeah.
I was going to say to you, he knows somebody who wants that car.
Yeah, he may not do it himself, but someone could.
And he's playing a little dirty game there. I'd just be very careful of him and say, tell him that it's got a tracking device. You went and put a tracking device on it. Just tell him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Plus hit him with guilt.
Idea.
Say, you know, your deceased father gave you that car. It means so much to you. I mean, you say, I've got a tracking device. He may.
Just say, I have a tracking device on it.
You can say whatever.
I'm glad you alerted me. I have a tracking device on it, and I alerted the police about it. Thanks for telling. I'm keeping my eye on it.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good advice. Thank you.
Okay, Dion. Sorry, so short today, but
no problem.
Okay, take care.
No problem.
Okay, okay, bye-bye. All right, we'll be back on the air on Wednesday at probably 10 a.m. Pacific, but we'll see. Thanks, callers. Busy show. Have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day to those of you who celebrate.